Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today I want to talk about God's Word on North Korea. One scripture that comes to mind right away: blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, Psalm 33:12. That's not just poetry, that's revelation from heaven. Is there a nation on earth totally sold out to God? If it is not prospering now, look for it too soon. America truly holds the records for churches, missions, and most other Christian categories, and God has spared her from the worst of judgments so far and prospered her beyond her means to contain it. There are seeds of self-destruction here: abortion, homosexuality, sexual perversion, worst of all, a weakening church. But so far God has stayed his hand. By contrast, North Korea has been forced into the worship of a man. Cursed eventually is the nation whose God is anyone but Jehovah. Righteousness exalts a nation, Proverbs 14:34. The opposite is true too. Genesis 20 tells the story of a righteous, that is, morally good man and nation, that had fallen into disfavor with God because of its unsuspecting mistreatment of Abraham. Because Abimelech and Gerar were ignorant of what they were doing, God spared and continued to bless that nation when Abimelech cried out, "Will you slay a righteous nation?" No curse. Not until later, in 2 Chronicles, the area around Gerar attacked the nation of Judah under King Asa, a righteous man. To attack the righteous knowingly is to incur the wrath of God, and later, Gerar was decimated. North Korea's leadership needs to know that if it attacks God's people knowingly, only wrath will ensue and more curses on its people. Sin is a reproach to any people, God says. On the other hand, a former Pyongyang prospered as the gospel was allowed throughout the land. Nations rise and fall under the clear direction of God. He is long-suffering. He is patient. But judgment always comes on evil men and their domains. Like the devil himself, these men seem extra energetic because they know they have a short time to do their evil work. Is the time of the North Korea regime nearing an end? Oh, let's join in prayer for that day. Let's ask God to raise up a righteous man in North Korea, and all glory will be to him. One thing for sure, North Korea, that any other nation, along with North Korea, that exalts itself above the excellency of Jesus Christ, one day the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Handel did not make that up. It's from the book of Revelation. Revelation 11:15. Someday, righteousness will be exalted all over this globe. I'm looking forward with great joy to that day. I hope you are too. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, pictures, maps, and facts, and resources, and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of the morning calm.